You're listening to a Lost in the Groove segment. Having good vibes with your bones and joints. Taking a trip into the groove. American groove. American groove. Into stone world. Gonna
fly. Let me process this fucking shit, okay? You have had that sweater for what? 5 years? 4 years? 3, 2, 5, 6, 8?
4?
Wow. Oh my god, have you had that sweater as long as we've been friends? Because you've
had it longer.
I
got it after being friends with you, after starting my friendship with you.
But you wore something like that when we first met.
A big
turtleneck brown sweater.
I believe I had some others too, but this one, gosh, I feel like this one I bought after I moved out. But I am addicted to a brown sweater, kind of like a light brown, like a tannish brown sweater. I'm like always trying to find like the new one. I bought one when I was with you. Up in
Santa Barbara.
I bought a sweater there and I really, really liked it. I have no idea where the hell it went. And then when I moved back to Iowa, I tried to find all my sweaters. I found no sweaters, like they're like nowhere. I have this one, you know, but it's a commitment.
And it I feel like commitment.
It's more of like a home sweater than like a different one. But
oh my god,
I definitely didn't have like many sweater options moving back to this terrible, terrible climate. But
yeah,
I absolutely love the turtleneck on this sweater.
Like, oh my god. It is giving you right now like so many vibes. Like I want to put like a burgundy background right now and like just put on like some like Madonna, like a virgin, and like just do like a full-on photography shoot. It's honestly a Carissa staple at this point because you're literally the oversized, like, you're the oversized sweater girl.
Well, I went through a moment with my, we just be transparent up in here. I went through a moment with my eating disorder where I loved wearing really, really big clothes. Like, I don't do it as much as I used to, but I could so get back into it.
Yeah.
But I refused to wear like anything fitted. Like I wouldn't wear anything that showed the form of my body, and I stopped wearing jeans. I stopped wearing anything with like a button. I wanted everything that I wore to have like a stretchy thing to it or be loose fitting. So I was really particular about my clothes and the way that they were on my body. And
you know, like, I totally relate with you this because, like, I love wearing oversized clothing, too. Like, I don't know. There's something about that fittedness, right? It just,
it made me feel bad.
Right.
Back then. I mean, I still, sometimes it still kind of rubs me the wrong way, like, depending on what it is. But I mean, over the past couple, I would say over the last year, I've kind of pushed myself to, like, show my stomach like a little bit more, especially like if I'm like going on a date or something like that. Like I want to like show that like I'm in good shape, you know?
Well, sorry. Putting this shit away.
Which I feel like,
totally get that. I mean, makes sense. It really does make sense if you think about it.
In a way, it's like I'm almost okay with like showing like a part of my body, but I don't want the entire silhouette to be exposed. Like it's like, if you can see, because even like wearing like a really big sweater and like baggy pants would make like my stomach, you know, like the smallest area. So then it's like I could possibly, and then you put like a big coat on top of that. And if someone sees like this much of your stomach underneath all that stuff, you're like, whatever, you know, like it looks okay. Because it's like, it probably looks, it looks all right, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like
I'm
honestly
so pale.
Like, oh my god.
People see my body, they're like, oh my god.
Like, to the point, Carissa is more pale than my ex. Okay?
Hey.
Like, I had him fucking admit
to
me.
I don't like being compared to your ex.
Well, we were talking about it, and I was just
I know.
No, because we had, okay, the reason that came up, and this was like fucking a long time ago, the reason that came up was because we did a podcast episode with you, and it sometimes happens, like, the lighting is just
I looked crazy as hell in that
lighting.
Honey,
she looked whiter than Snow White, okay? And that bitch was white as hell.
It looked weird.
It did.
Like, my face had no definition. Like, I just feel like a blown out marshmallow.
You definitely are white, but in person, you definitely have, like, pink and red, like, undertones to you. I've always said that Carissa's kind of, like, kind of Scandinavian. Like, you have, like, Scandinavian features, kind of very similar Scandinavian skin tone, and kind of makes you kind of cool. It always has. Like, you have a very
cool... A little bit different?
Yeah!
I don't know, because, like, my parents have brown hair and brown eyes, so it's kind of funny that I ended up this way. But I think, you know, I'm just all those leftover genetics ready to
be whipped up. The good leftover genetics.
See, look at how pale I get when I get, like, really close to the light. It's like,
fucking dead. Yeah.
What is that? Are you blowing up a fucking balloon? Oh, you got a jug of water? I've
got
a
jug of water.
You make this look like, you know, like a 3-inch dick or something compared to that.
I mean, that is technically a 3-inch dick compared to this fucker. I mean, I wouldn't want this in my ass.
You like my comparison?
You know, like, if you wanted this in your pussy, like, no. Like, this is way too big to go into the pussy. Like, way too fucking big.
A gallon into...
Oh, honey, like...
This is a bit much.
Like, your baby, when it comes out of you, you know, when it comes out of you, like, it ain't this big.
I don't even think it's that big, yeah.
No.
One of my friends had a baby. It was all like... in a video, and it sounded really cute. Yeah.
Besides the fact that she was screaming because she was pulling something out of her.
No, it was the baby that was like... The baby was cute. I swear to God,
I like literally thought for a second you were talking about like they actually filmed the birth, and that's what you were watching.
She's like holding the baby, and it was
I got you. Hey,
those are always kind of cute noise. Yeah,
those are always kind of weird because like newborns,
hers is cute.
They feel alien. They really do. Like newborns, I don't know.
Their hands, like they're like.
They don't, like their eyes are closed.
They're
very interesting. I don't know. It's always.
Yeah, there's something really alien about them for sure. Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm blowing my nose.
Oh, yeah. Try not to think about babies. Yeah, you got allergies. Your nose is pink. It's true. Oh.
It's okay, though. You know, I got my weed, so.
I know, I kind of want to smoke some weed, too.
Oh my god, you're not stoned yet?
I am okay, a little bit.
Thank the Lord. Okay, sorry.
I am. Well, I believe it's 420. We got 420 this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Honorable occasion.
What are you going to do? Are you going to celebrate?
Maybe. Primarily celebrating by working because I work on Saturdays. In the evening, probably celebrating by getting fucking plastered. And, you know, maybe watch a TV show or a movie per se. I don't know yet. The one thing that I've kind of wanted to do for the longest time, especially on 420, is to like literally have a smoke sesh with your friends and get as fucking plastered as possible.
Like torched?
Fucking blaze to the blaze. Bone. Blaze, motherfuckers. Blazed.
I remember when people started saying blazed.
I mean, it's blazed. The bomb diggity. Like,
I don't know. Last 420, I went to the Pasta Store because I had work off.
Oh my God, that was an insane experience. I remember that.
It was really something else. They gave me a bunch of like free shit, which was good because I had like no money at all this time last year. And I had enough places. Money to get like something.
We literally switched places financially, by the way.
I don't know. I live at my parents' house. I live with my parents.
It's really cool. It's a great experience to be in. Living in your parents' home. That was all on purpose, and I am not ashamed.
How's that jug going down the throat?
A lot better than I expected. You know, you take it one step at a time, you know, just gradually. Doesn't hurt as bad. Just a little, you know, just a taste.
I remember last 420, they gave me like a little gift box that had like all these little like pot leaves around it. Okay.
Yeah, let's just add the fact that the last 420, you were at your parent. You were not at your parents. You were living in LA.
Yeah, where and that I was the, always wait, lived. Yeah.
Was that the time you were working at the salon? Yes.
Well, I did work at the salon, but it's not when I went. The year before is when I went downstairs because I was working. This most recent year on 420, I had the day off work and I went to the dispensary. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. I remember this because you called me up in the morning. Remember you called me up in the morning where we're like thinking of things. You were like, I think I should go to the weed store. If I'm not mistaken, we were on the phone all the way, I think, until you got to the weed store.
I used to do that. We would hang out on the phone until I'd, like, walk in there. Yeah.
Like, I would say something, and then you would do it. Oh, that was so fucking hilarious. Like, I would say something, and, like, you would do it, or I vice versa. Like, I would do it. Like, you'd say, like, Dave, you should go, and, like, okay. And I would get in, my car, and, like, we would just be on the, like, literally on the phone.
This
We've
thing.
Done that. Yeah.
We've
done that dozens of times.
I wanted to say that they gave me a little box with like weed flower, like weed leaves, like pot leaves all around it, like a little box that was decorated with pot leaves. And then it had all these little thingies in it. And I remember one of them was like a really shitty grinder. But then there were like a few little like edibles. There were a couple little like pre-rolls, and then there was like a packet of THC turkey gravy.
Oh, I remember this.
And I think I still have it. Like, just because it's like, I'm never like, yes, that's what I want. But I'm also never like, I should throw that away. And I think it's probably time now because it's been like a year. I should just throw it away. We didn't use it this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no. Just
it was like a packet where you would like mix it up with like, you know, milk or whatever. But it had like a powder in it. And I don't know. There was one time.
When
I ran out of pot, like 100%, I didn't think about using the turkey gravy. And even when I had like my tooth removed and I was eating mashed potatoes all the time, I was like, absolutely not. I'm not a gravy person, though. I'll do biscuits with a white gravy. Yo, I fucking love it. Oh, my God.
Biscuits and gravies is the best shit ever. My favorite are especially like a buttery gravy and like those fluffy, airy biscuits that are like crusty on the outside, but fluffy and just the right density. Okay, y'all? Like, listen, I live out in the South. I know what we're talking about, okay? Oh, those over-dense, like they're almost like a sponge cake kind of biscuit? No, I hate those.
Oh, no. I like the, like a straight up Pillsbury biscuit that you put on a sheet in the oven. Oh,
you know which place makes really good biscuits? Popeyes. Popeyes has really good biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that shit's fucking bomb.
So biscuits and gravy, I did biscuits and gravy for Burning Man. And what I did was, I had biscuits that I had made in the oven, and I vacuum sealed them. And then I had turkey gravy, well, sausage, white sausage gravy that I had made, I vacuum sealed it.
I don't like the combination of turkey gravy, to be honest. I'm like, there's beef.
I think
fat
mine was sausage. Mine was like a spicy breakfast sausage, like white gravy.
Yeah, but you said it was powder though.
No, this is what I'm talking about that I did for Burning Man.
This is what you made. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying when I went to Burning Man and it's just you're there for 9 days and it's like sometimes like eating a granola bar, or like eating like some cereal, or like, I don't know, you got like some apples and bananas the first few days. Like, it's like, I don't know, you just like want something better. And so I came up with this idea to do these like biscuits and gravy. And like, basically what we would do is like vacuum seal like food, and then it's like sealed on all sides, and then boil water and put the food in there, and it would like warm it up, kind of almost like a microwave or something would, and then open it up and like cut one side of it and like pour it out or like eat out of it. And it's like hot food that's like already made. So I did it with biscuits and gravy, and I like would break up a biscuit and like throw it in there and then eat it out like with a spoon, and it was really great. I don't know, I feel like that works really great for like any type of camping. Like having hot food when you're out in like a cold, like campy, like festival environment is really nice.
Yeah, honestly, like taking, because like I love hiking, and especially like when you're doing camping trips and things out in nature, you know, of course you got to carry with you a backpack, and you're right, like things like biscuits and gravy is something very easy to carry. Like, you can get biscuits, vacuum seal them, put a bunch of them, you know, or something like that, and if you have those ready-made foods, you don't have to worry about like all of the dry packets and things. Like, all you need is just a small burner. Like, these burners that they make these days are like this size.
Yeah, okay? It's crazy.
And you get a pot like this size. You get a pot this size, you're fine. You know what I mean? So like, you can really be able to hike or camp, or for example, go to a rave or festival, right? And still be minimal and still have enjoyment, you know? Because like, biscuits and gravy. Instead of just fucking dehydrated shit.
I feel like camping, shit is disgusting. Camping, it makes sense.
Camp dehydrated shit.
I don't know. I remember one time we went to like a 3-day festival, and I just like went to the grocery store on the way there and just like picked up some random stuff. Like, just random stuff that tasted so freaking good. Like, I think I went to the grocery store like stoned. And so I went to the grocery store stoned. As stoned as I was going to be at the festival. So I like go in there. I was at like the Trader Joe's or something. And I like saw this like big, like round, like loaf of like rosemary, like bread. And I was like, oh,
honey child, I'm there, like, girl. I want to breathe and live inside of that rosemary bread. Bake me in the rosemary bread.
I remember being like, oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. And so I grabbed that, and then I got these like nuts that had like seasoning on them or whatever.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know. I got all this like super tasty stuff. I got this like chicken wrap and like blah, blah, blah. And like was so high that I like completely forgot that I get to the festival. We're like having a great time or whatever. Every single time I opened my bag of food, I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I bet that. Like, I just bought, like, the best last-minute shit, like, ever. I remember one night at, like, 2 in the morning, I was like, I'm going to eat this freaking loaf of bread right now.
Rosemary bread, come to like, me, baby. Yeah.
Dipping it in this, like, butter or, like,
oh my God,
cheese or something, and I was like, like, it was so good. I ate the whole
these are
loaf
things
and was
that you
like
live
sharing
for.
It.
No, you like you live for this. You
I'm
know?
Saying being last minute can sometimes work out like well. Like, we just like got like a jar of like salsa and like, you know, like chips. And it was like one night just like having like chips and salsa is like amazing. Like, I don't know. It's just like something you don't think of that can be very easy for camping, because like it's stuff that doesn't have to be refrigerated until it's opened. So like snacks like that are like really smart if you can figure stuff like that out.
And if you can also finish it before the night is.
Well, we have like a little bit of a group, you know. So I mean, if I don't finish all the salsa,
pass
like,
the queso. The queso. Yeah. Queso. Eat queso.
I don't know. Maybe you could look for like a smaller queso, like a half.
Oh my god.
You know, sometimes they got like little ones. Sometimes they're the same price as the other one, so you're like, what the hell? Like, you know.
See, I'm one of those Americans that I feel I like glam camping, which is being in an RV. But I'm one of those that if I'm camping out in the middle of the wilderness, I want a VW van.
Be cool.
The next go around, I'm going to put some modern shit in there, like an actual engine. You know? Not an actual sewing machine, because it goes.
They're all different.
I know. It was kind of cool because like the only experience I've had with like a burning festival was with Utopia. And I remember the group that came with the VW vans. First off, it turns out in California, when you go to a Utopia concert or Utopia festival, whatever shit, I think it's festival. The people in the vans are actual hippies. So they're not just, you know, some Bohemian people that are like, just managed to get like, these are actual hippies. When I was there, they had their own orgy tent and they did a lot of drugs. There was one guy.
Do you want a line? Do you want a bump?
Yeah, dude. Like there was one guy with mushrooms that was like giving tea. He's like, hey man, do you want some tea, bro?
Tea.
Oh my god, the tea smelled so great though. Tea. Like this mushroom guy. Mushroom tea. I remember this.
Tea gets more of a yes than a no from me. But this guy.
This guy was really cool. He built this thing around like his van. So it was like a very late 60s. It was the one that had the full bay window. It was like a 1969. And it was like a dark orange color. And then he had this like facade, like almost made out of like fiberglass and foam, like very light material. And it was like shaped like a mushroom. Like he built his own like little bar that attached to his vintage van. And this guy like had a whole like cutting board and like he had this whole setup. And like this like guy like legit made fucking tea cocktails with mushrooms. I was like, oh my god. My mind was just like, pew.
These people, you never know what amazing. They're like outside of the festival world, but you gotta be
horrendous,
pretty.
But doesn't matter, you know?
I don't know. I did. I saw a lot of really, really creative shit, like going to all those festivals, and
it's literally
that sounds really. It reminds me of the like the way that you can just be blown away by like the stuff that people create. Yeah. Just creating like a mushroom bar that's attached to a van,
a late 1960s VW van, in a dark orange color.
That is really cool.
I don't know why, like, I remember things like that, but.
No, I've seen a lot of strange shit.
It's weird, though, because, like, my experience with festivals are, like, particularly with artists. Like, you go to these, like, raves and festivals, and you meet very creative and artistic people, right? And, like, they make these incredible things. But then when you go back to the real world, like, you realize, like, broke as fuck and they like have two mortgages and like two wives they got to deal with, you know, and they've got
and
like
their kids
whole,
don't like them,
right? Like they have whole like a whole life and asphyxiation.
I can't
that
say
just,
that about everyone, but like
no
say,
of course
like,
not, but like this is just an example.
I mean I had a lot of terrible shit going on in my life at the time that I had a wonderful, wonderful time at festivals. Like, I would say that I also went to festivals during some of the most successful years of my life. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's up and down. I don't know. I know a lot of people that are just, like, really, really well off and, like, really, really stupid. And that's why they're there. And I know a lot of people who, like, are there for, like, the right reasons. But I definitely know of a lot of people that are just up to no fucking good and they just have no other place to be.
I do know with the both of us, pertaining to our relationship, one stem of it is the fact that we are both artists. And there is this almost unite of where another artist can see another artist, where we can interpret, like, our experience, you know, doing, you know, like, for example, in your case, it's like makeup and skin and, like, Jesus fucking Christ, Carissa is a fantastic makeup artist. On top of that, she's a fantastic candle maker.
One time at Burning Man, we're out in the desert in the middle of Deep Playa, and I was on a moving art car that was like two stories. And I was on the second story, and I had these like markers that were makeup, but they're like, oh, glow in the dark, like black light reflective. Mm-hmm. And I painted just the faces of like 20, 30 random strangers, just one after another, and just did all their faces completely different from one another in different colors and designs that I felt suited their personalities.
Look at you, girl, being like, I will pick your style tonight.
It was really cool that all those people let me do that. It was one of my favorite memories ever. And they look beautiful together, like when everybody got together and you like saw them like as a whole. I would say like the first like 15, 20 people, I like was able to like really, you know, just like whip it out. But then after that, I was like, oh, I feel this pressure for them to like keep being different and unique. And it was like, you know, oh my God, I've run out of like a lot of my ideas, but I would like keep going, you know. But at first, it was really good. I just feel like, it was something that I couldn't do alone. And I feel like that is what is really unique about Burning Man, is that a lot of people are there for the same reasons. A lot of people there for other reasons. But festivals in general, I think of people can relate because a lot of people are there for the same reason. I don't know. Like, a lot of people are there to, like, make new friends, even if they're, like, temporary or not.
New connections.
Yeah. For me, it was a really great environment, a really good escape from just, like, the everyday life. But, I mean, we were talking about biscuits and gravy. Talking about 420. I hope everybody has a good 420.
I hope so too.
It's good to do that for yourself, you know?
Keep yourself free, keep yourself livid, and being able to enjoy new experiences in life, because sometimes those new experiences create incredible memories. They really do. I've had that too. So, we love y'all, but we're going to wrap this shit up. And we'll catch you all on the next one. So, before I let you go, we are on the socials. You can find American Groove at American Groove Pod on Instagram. Be sure to reach out if you have any questions, stories, or insider thoughts. Yes. And we also have the podcast. If you want to find the podcast, we are at Lost in the Groove Pod. We're on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. So be sure to check us out and be sure to support the podcast. So, Carissa, do you have anything? I'm going to leave off.
Oh, just thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Write a little comment below. Tell us what you think.
Ideas.
Yeah, ask us questions. Get involved.
We don't bite.
Follow, subscribe, share us with your friends. Like, be like, look at these funny people on your drive to work.
Woo!
Peace out!
Peace out, motherfuckers.
We're all about the artist. That is the whole purpose of this podcast, period. And you have a really valuable tool. You can share this with artists, people that are creative, someone that can enjoy this podcast and really enjoy the experience of Lost in the Groove. So with that, let's jump back to today's episode, shall we? Hey, it's Dave, and I quickly just wanted to jump in and say, if you've been enjoying the podcast and enjoying this episode, if you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that'll be so greatly appreciated. Because here's the thing. Someone might read that review and make the choice if they want to listen to the podcast. You get to help grow this podcast with us. How fucking cool is that? Let's jump back to today's episode.